A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went to the district of Tyre. He entered a house and wanted no one to know about it, but he couldn't escape notice. Soon a woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him. She came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to drive the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied and said to him, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." Then he said to her, "For saying this, you may go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." And when she went home, she found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. The Gospel of the Lord. In many parts of the world, unfortunately, women need to choose which child to feed or to forego food themselves. Hard decisions of life and death and healing. What woman would not seek to have her child's needs met? And so the Syrophoenician woman is no exception. Jesus might have been there for a break, but she found him. She had no right to ask for a healing. She was not a Jew. She had no right save loving her daughter. And so she fell at his feet and demanded he take notice. She reminded him of why he had come, a mission beyond the Jews to all peoples. He learned from listening to her and her discourse. Her daughter was healed. Think of the poor, the refugees and migrants in a foreign land, and those in our own country whose faces are unwelcomed. Where the community seems to say, "You're not one of us, go home," even if that home no longer exists. Outcasts with no right to ask. Often I have heard our sisters say how they went to teach about God in the missions, yet how they went through a conversion and learned about God and faith from the poor, and today from immigrants in our own lands. For some, it was as shocking as the woman's question of Jesus. Are we willing to extend the compassion of Jesus to the immigrant, the foreigner in need? May they not make us richer by their presence? Asking the hard questions. And then there's the question inside. What parts of ourselves do we treat as outcast, as foreigner, that are in need of healing of our own demons? Can we take time to notice what they are? Can we love others and our very selves enough to throw ourselves at the feet of Jesus and come to a deeper sense of the healing power of God? It takes hard work. It takes courage. Will we change and go home to find our community, ourselves, healed?